Robin Hood and His Merry Men, a classic story adapted by Jill Munton. Chapter 1. A Baby in the Forest. Sir Robert of Locksley and his wife Joanna lived in Sherwood Forest with their baby Robin. They were hiding from Joanna's father. He did not like Sir Robert and had threatened to kill him. So after their wedding, they left Sir Robert's home at Locksley Hall near Nottingham and went to live in the forest. Robin was born there, on a bed of green leaves. One day, as Joanna sat under a tree with her baby in her arms, a bearded man on a white horse came crashing through the forest. Sir Robert picked up his sword.
"So this is where you are hiding," said the man.
He jumped down from his horse.
"Father," said Joanna.
She held Robin tightly in her arms.
"And this is baby Robin, said Joanna's father. "The baby who will be Sir Robin of Locksley one day? Well, well, he's a handsome boy. He has your black eyes."
"What do you want?" asked Sir Robert.
"When you took my daughter away from me, I wanted to punish you," said Joanna's father. "But that was 2 years ago. I think I am a better man now, and Robin is my first grandson. I want to forgive you, and I want us to be friends. What do you say?"
Joanna laughed and put Robin in her father's arms.
"I say, that is what we want too, father," she said.
Sir Robert put down his sword and shook hands with Joanna's father. Then Sir Robert, his wife, and little Robin left the forest and went back to live at Locksley Hall. When Robin was 10, he heard his father talking about the Sheriff of Nottingham.
"The Sheriff always wants more taxes, Joanna. We have no money, but we must pay. The Sheriff is the best of friends with Prince John, and Prince John thinks he is the king."
Robin was 15 on the day the sheriff's men came and took his father away.
"My name is Sir Guy of Gisborne," said one of the men. "I am here to do the sheriff's work. You did not pay all your taxes, Sir Robert, so now you must go to prison."
Sir Guy's men tied Sir Robert's hands and feet together and threw him on a horse. Then they galloped away. Robin and his mother never saw Sir Robert again, but they often thought of him. One day, when they were eating their dinner, Robin said,
"The people in Sherwood Forest are hungry, Mother. Prince John says they cannot kill the deer, but the people have no money, and there is no other food. I am going to help those people, Mother."